Welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Welcome into the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Dustin Hawkinsworth here, Greg Pickle here, talking some Penn State football for the next hour or so, starting as we usually do with just the news of the weekend, Saquon Barkley Day. Among the top of the list, I think every place is going to have a Saquon Barkley Day soon enough.
Yes.
We're also going to dive into spring football a little bit more with our breakout picks. I think some of these names have been discussed off and on. We're just going to kind of bring them all together here. We're going to look at the depth chart at linebacker, continuous series there, a position that is really being closely watched by everyone this spring going into the summer. Closing it up with Penn State basketball going into the NIT semifinals. Jeff Brown will join us to give us the latest there on that matchup with Mississippi State and what it all means. But let's start with some football, Greg, and start with Saquon Barkley Day. This was the set. There was one in Harrisburg.
Yes.
And now, how do you say it? Copley?
Yes, that's right. Yep.
Copley, Pennsylvania. And there's a parade and all that stuff. Saquon Barkley stood in line and took photos with people and signed things. And I thought the funniest thing, and you can kind of give me the sights and sounds as you saw them, but I think for people tailgating for this thing, I just think that if you put Penn State and football together in any capacity, people will be there early and people will bring their tents and people will tailgate.
Yeah, so, you know, you're walking around between the park where the parade ended and up toward the start of the parade, which was, I don't know, maybe the equivalent of three city blocks, if that. I mean, it's not like we were talking about a long distance here. But, yeah, I don't know what I was expecting, but I started walking and it just occurred to me, it's like, canopy over there, canopy over there. Oh, there's a beer. Oh, that guy's sitting on his porch with a beer. Oh, those people are grilling. And it's like, this was like sitting outside the Beaver Stadium lot, except it was in this small town that helped, you know, Saquon Barkley blossom into the star that he's become. And I'll tell you what, it was a neat event. I didn't know what to expect going to it. Quite honestly, I didn't know if a lot of people would show up. I didn't know, you know, but there was a very big crowd on hand. It was well organized. It was well done. They had a band and the speakers were all very good and quick and all that kind of stuff. So it was a nice day. It really was. I have to think him and his family were happy with the way it went. And he was asked afterwards, to whether it was a goodbye to Copley, and he said no, not really. He wants to buy his mom a house there. He wants his brother and sister to finish school there. So I don't think you're going to see him obviously spend a whole lot of time there, especially if he goes, you know, far away to play in the NFL. But I don't think he's one of those guys that's just going to up and bounce out of the Allentown Lehigh Valley area and never come back to it again. So it was a good day all around. There's no doubt about it. And I believe he said he's off to Los Angeles for some media and other training activities on the West Coast. So his busy schedule continues leading up to the draft.
Yeah, he's a busy guy coming back home for another day in his honor. What does it take to get a day in your?
Well, we certainly don't have it, so
I'm waiting for it. I'm from a small town. I'm not very accomplished, so I guess that's part of it. But is it just about his football talent, or is it just everything with Saquon Barkley, the native son, all that stuff to get a couple days now where he's recognized?
Well, so I think the Harrisburg one, I mean, so there's a backstory to that one, of course, with the representative. I don't have it in front of me, but Jeannie McNeil, I think her name is, and she sponsored it on the house floor. Her late husband, who was also a politician, had been working on this for a long time. Barkley was honored on the floor of the house, rather, by Miss McNeil's late husband frequently. So there was a couple ties there with the hometown and the politicians and all that kind of stuff. So I think that was that one. And then when you look at the hometown, I think it's just, you know, the one thing I was struck by walking around, Dustin, is that everyone was just so appreciative of him and his family and all the little things he does for kids and for families. I mean, he's sitting up there on the stage catching footballs from people in the crowd and signing autographs while the event ceremony is going on.
And how many teams were evaluating how he was catching the
footballs? I would say at least two or three. Okay. He's going to be called into team meetings about that now, you know, to talk about his form and his technique of catching on the stage. But in all seriousness, I do think that the people there really wanted to, you know, say thanks in a way, and vice versa, him and his family to them, just because there certainly was a feeling that – I believe the event organizer, Steve Berker, said it best. He said, Copley's shining today. It's Copley's day to shine, but it's doing that because of Saquon Barkley. And you can make the argument, too, that because of Copley and Whitehall, as much as anything else, Saquon Barkley is the guy that he became. I mean, he was very honest about it on stage, too, that there was a point in time where his grades were not acceptable for the college level. And, you know, they helped their town, and the teachers rallied around him to get everything going in the right direction. And that's part of the reason he is where he is today.
The Keystone Kickoff Show is shining today.
And yes.
It's because of Greg Pickle. It's Greg Pickle Day here on the Keystone Kickoff
Show.
There
we go.
So while this is going on, Penn State has a little visit weekend, and I think people are watching these visit weekends and not quite sure why is nothing really happening. And I think we've gone over the potential reasons for this. Penn State needing to be more selective in this class, needing to wait because the spring recruiting dynamic has changed quite a bit with official visits. So they have another visit weekend. I thought it was interesting, the offer that went out to Salim Wormley, who's a three-star guard from Smyrna, Delaware. It's a state where Penn State traditionally, recently anyway, has had its say over where those kids went. Chris Godwin, Troy Reeder are two recent examples of that. So Wormley is an interesting guy. He's listed as a three-star, but his offer sheet suggests that he is not being as recognized as he should be.
Agreed. Let me start with the spring thing first, because I think there's a lot of, I don't want to say concern, but certainly a lot of fans are saying, okay, James Franklin has done a great job along with his staff of recruiting really well at a really high level the last few years. And one thing they've become known for is having a nice, a decently sized class come the blue-white game. And obviously we have a little bit more time, but let's be honest, unless there's a rash of commitments over the next few weeks, they're not going to have as big of a class at this blue-white game as they have in the past. It's just not going to happen. So I think that what struck me, Dustin, is that they're still being selected with offers, but they do get a kid like Wormley on campus who they like, and they clearly saw the potential he has as a class of 2019 guys. They have plenty of offers out to guards in this class and offensive linemen as a whole. He's clearly one they wanted to get on campus before they offered him. They wanted to get a good look at him. They like what they saw. We've seen this work out before. Mike Miranda's a good example of that recently as it relates to the offensive line. So I do think that it was a productive offer. And as it relates to the class, I think that the biggest thing to me, Dustin, is that this whole April 1st to June 26th visit window has pretty much changed the way the game is played. It just has. If you look at the team rankings right now from 247 Sports, the composite rankings of the average of all the sites, I mean, Georgia has 8, Miami has 11, Wisconsin has 8. I mean, we'd have to go back and look and see, okay, where were these classes at this time last year? But I would have to think that most of them were bigger. Dustin, I see one school, and it's Miami, with double-digit commitments. That's pretty much unheard of for this time of year, but it's just the way it is because kids are waiting because they know they don't have to wait until the fall to go take those visits. They can do it soon, and then they're going to decide after that. It'll be a busy summer on the recruiting front, I think.
Yeah, I think with the ability to take your up to 5 offers, it doesn't make sense to, you know, I think the start of the season is a hot point, whether you want to, a lot of kids will want to commit before the season.
Yeah.
A lot of kids will shut it down until after the season and then take visits and stuff. I think people are just waiting till that window opens, taking their visits, and then and doing it all then and committing before you take the visits.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's really the only way to do it at this point. I mean, again, don't get me wrong, you'll have some kids who decide to obviously commit already. Penn State has 2 of those, and Taquan Roberson and Keaton Ellis. But I think you're going to see a lot of guys take those visits, or at least take the majority of them. Maybe they'll save 1 or 2 for the fall if they want to go to a big game or something like that. But I'm looking at the 247 Sports Composite Rankings from April 23rd, 2017, Dustin. 4 schools, including Penn State, were in double digits. Actually, 5, 6. I keep scrolling down, the more keep coming up. So 6 were in double digits. Most of these schools had 8 or 9 commits. Right now, the average, I would say, is 4 or 5. So Penn State's pretty much right where it is. And again, it goes back to the fact that the kids are waiting more and more. Penn State, and also it's coupled in Penn State's case with the fact that they have going to have a smaller than normal class, so they're being very selective. And when you're recruiting these top-of-the-line kids, they don't really want to decide right away in a lot of cases.
Yeah, it's interesting. I think this is being spoiled in some respects. And for us, it's like, it's hard because there's not really anything new to talk to talk about. There's new offers and things like that. The Wormley offer strikes me as a little bit different than some of the others, though, because it feels a little bit more real. As they're going through and offering a bunch of Florida kids or whatever, it doesn't feel as real. But Wormley strikes me as a guy who could be a real candidate to be a match for Penn State.
Yeah,
interesting player. I wanted to go through, you know, this was late last week, or I guess early last week there. James Franklin gave his introductory news conference of the spring. I just wanted to touch on some of the things that came out of that and get your perspective. Number one was the slot wide receiver position, where I'm thinking all along that DeAndre Tompkins should be the guy there, and it seems as if I'm wrong. That's fine. Brandon Polk, the favorite, but the competition, James Franklin said, is intense.
Yes, yeah, no question about it. I mean, yeah, the thing that struck me really, though, was just his compliments for and praise of Polk. I don't know why I was surprised by that. I just was. I mean, we saw Brandon Polk obviously active in the jet sweep John Donovan days. But we just haven't seen a lot from him. And he was banged up a little bit.
That's why it's a surprise.
Right.
You just don't know what he is yet.
Right. And let's be honest. I mean, is it possible that KJ Hamler or some of these guys bypass him? Sure. But it sounds to me like he has a pretty good leg up right now.
That speed and that experience, I think, at the end of the day, is going to be a little much to overcome, it seems. Have to find a two deep at linebacker. We knew that. A 2.5 or 3 deep at defensive tackle, basically saying that the two starting jobs are not really in question, Robert Windsor and Kevin Givens.
Right.
It's everybody else in that rotation. They like to go deep, so you're not going to have a lot of known commodities beyond those two. The Micah Parsons talk, I think, was interesting. It pulled back the curtain a little bit to coach-player interaction about recruiting. You know, you don't really think of that too much in time, but as all this stuff is playing out and Micah Parsons is gravitating from school to school, from fan base to fan base, you know, players, I guess, were saying to James Franklin, is this really worth it? And then you've seen once he got there that he's a pretty blue-collar worker. So I think everything since he's arrived suggests that this really isn't an issue.
Yeah, no doubt about it. I was surprised Franklin went into that much detail, though. That was strange to me because, no, I guess strange is not the right word, but certainly that's not something he typically does, go into that much detail. And so I think that he was really getting the point across, and I think it foreshadowed potentially the future of these recruitments that, hey, sometimes you're going to have to ride the wave with guys and sort of wait them out, or at the very least deal with some stuff that maybe you prefer not to deal with. But at the end of the day, it's usually going to be worth it. If you believe in the kid, you believe in his character, you let some of the stuff slide a little bit, you're usually going to work out and be in pretty good shape. And that's what Penn State discovered here with Micah Parsons. James Franklin made that quite clear.
I think he was just illustrating a positive about Parsons since he's arrived. Franklin said the lights come on for Michael Mennett, which is good news for a guard spot. Nick Scott, he was talking about his testing numbers and maybe being the next Troy Apke. That would be really interesting in that safety competition. All right, we're going to keep talking along these lines, give our breakout picks for the spring, and go on, and looking beyond that, guys we think can have a big 2018. Stick around. Hey, Dustin Hawkinsmith here from the Keystone Sports Network. I wanted to share my own firsthand experience using 409 tailgate sauce. It's a product you hear about often on the Keystone Kickoff Show. This is not an advertisement. It is a fact. 409 tailgate sauce is different from every barbecue sauce I have ever bought. It's not that thick, syrupy, artificial stuff you'll find on grocery store shelves. It's lighter, it's more versatile, and it's good on just about everything. I'd recommend going to 409tailgateclub.com right now. See what I mean, experience that difference, and tailgate with honor.
160,000 miles. That's on average how often you'll use your car insurance. But what if you could get help with more often? Maybe save a couple of bucks on clothes or at restaurants. What if you could even get rescued roadside when a tire goes flat or your battery dies? You can. When you're a member and your auto insurance is AAA. Insurance that's not just insurance. Talk to your local AAA agent or visit AAA.com to learn more about how AAA works at every mile.
The harsh rain and wind ahead will be very tough on your roof. Prepare for the season by showing your roof you give a shingle and call Long Roofing. That's Long, L-O-N-G, the name that's been trusted by families across the Mid-Atlantic region for more than 70 years. Right now, you will get free gutters with your roof replacement from our friends at Long Roofing. Give them a call today for a free estimate on your roof at 844-405-LONG. That's 844-405-L-O-N-G.